APD administers state and federal funding to help people with developmental disabilities receive care in their homes. Families can use those dollars for in-home care and other services, such as job skill development. The state gave APD an additional $36 million, which agency head Barbara Palmer initially believed could help up to 1,000 people. Now the agency is closer to 1,400.
We found that there are 3,000 people that we really need to address right now. So we're halfway there. We're very excited. And I am confident that the governor and the legislature will take a look at what can we do to get the rest of those 3,000 intensive needs folks off of this wait list.
The agency once had a waiting list of more than 22,000, but the number fluctuates monthly. Palmer has been focusing on a few high-risk groups, those with aging parents, those transitioning out of foster care, and those with medical emergencies. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.